Clarion Health Plan phone line to talk with Julie Fisher Cummings, who is the vice chair for the Max M and Marjorie S. Fisher Foundation. The Fisher Foundation's early childhood education study was released yesterday. It's the first of its kind study that reveals per child savings to taxpayers of early education programs. Julie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Julie. Thanks so much for your time. Tell us what you do at the Fisher Foundation.
I'm the vice chairman of the foundation. The foundation was started by my father, Max Fisher, upon his death, and we work in areas that help alleviate problems facing young children and their families. We work on three continents, in Zambia, Israel, and America, but we focus most of our work around early childhood in the city of Detroit, where my father really started his business life.
There is a lot of information that the most important part of our education may be those pre-K years, but when you look at the funding that goes towards that area from the state, it's not at the levels that it should be.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. You really understand the importance. You know, I guess we've always known that early education matters, but we really didn't understand the impact. You know, if you look at some of the research that indicates that 85% of the child's brain is developed by age three, you can begin to understand the linkage to this. We now know that children who are not ready to learn are sometimes 2 to 3 years, enter kindergarten 2 to 3 years behind their peers and almost never catch up. You know, these children struggle to learn how to read by third grade, and they have a much harder time graduating from high school and become more involved in the criminal justice system. And all these consequences have a cost.
So, Julie, from your perspective, why aren't we putting more money into that? Where are our legislators falling short when it comes to putting their money where their mouth is?
Well, I don't think that they were aware of the impact of this. I mean, I think people care. I think they really do. In fact, our governor recently started the Office of Great Start in the Department of Education, and that consolidates the 84 funding streams that come for early childhood that come into the state from the federal government. I think they don't understand the importance. They sort of feel that, oh, well, kids, isn't that nice? We'll take care of them. But when you look at this study and see the economic ramifications on the state level, to state government and local levels, it's astounding. We were surprised ourselves.
So what can we do to educate these legislators?
Well, I think we tell the story. I mean, really, the issue shows is that the study shows that for every additional child in Detroit who reaches a kindergarten door ready to learn, the long-term savings from just that one child is $100,000 in today's dollars. And for the balance of the state, it's almost $40,000. And when you look at, you know, you carry that out. And besides all of that, you know, if we prepare these children for school, for kindergarten, it's not that difficult. It produces a more educated and skilled workforce, and you can see the economic and social returns.
I would imagine there's a correlation. If it's happening down in Detroit, the same could be said for here in Lansing and other areas of the state.
It certainly is. I mean, the numbers for the state of Michigan are $40,000 per child. And if you extrapolate and say, okay, there's $40,000 per child, if you prepare your child, you know, for kindergarten and you have 140,000 kindergartners in the state of Michigan, imagine just improving the early education for 1% of those children. That translates to over $55 million in savings.
Are most of these kids poor?
Are most of these kids poor?
Yes.
Well, I think that there's a higher concentration in Detroit. You know, not all kids in Detroit are poor, and not all kids, you know, not all kids have, you know, these tools. I mean, across Michigan, they also don't have all these tools. But there's a higher concentration in Detroit, and that's why you see the numbers, I think, are so much higher, over double the numbers in the state of Michigan.
And there's a huge challenge with the Detroit Public Schools also.
Oh, yes, but we are working with them. And I think, you know, this sort of study gives a platform for people to start to be able to quantify these numbers in economic returns. And I think people need that because you can say it, but this sort of puts it right in front of the legislators. I mean, what we're trying to do with this study is underscore the importance of early childhood education and its value. And our hope is that legislators in Lansing, business leaders, and people across the state, you know, will hear about this work and understand how important it is and join in to help. And we already have a lot of partners. We have a mission, you know, we have government partners. They offer us a great start. We have Early Childhood Investment Corps. We have Michigan partners, the Children's Leadership Council and Michigan Children. And then we also have partners like nonprofits and the funders. And more importantly, the parents in Detroit and who provide this education and care understand this, but they need help.
All right, Julie, I've got to get to a break. Thanks so much.
No problem.